Joining us now in this pre-recorded segment for Jewish Community Radio is none other than Debbie Hoffman, Cleveland's own and now the national president of the National Council of Jewish Women. Debbie, welcome to Jewish Community Radio.
Thank you so much. It's so such a pleasure to be here.
So tell me, Cleveland, you know, like, people don't expect a local Clevelander to be heading a national organization in the Jewish world. You see, well, then again, I shouldn't say that. You see a lot of times where people come out of different cities from the membership and take the helm of various organizations. And I guess the first question is, what is the National Council of Jewish Women?
Well, thank you for that question. That's a great question. The National Council of Jewish Women is actually a national organization that's over 120 years old. We were started by who we consider a very famous woman, Hannah G. Solomon, back in 1893. She was asked to organize the Jewish, at the Chicago World's Fair, she was asked to organize all of the Jewish women who were participating and to come help the men at the World Fair. Unfortunately, when she walked in the door, to her chagrin, she found out that they were actually there. They wanted the women there to participate, to perform hostess duties. And so, the strong woman that she was, she walked right out the door. And then right after that, she built on the volunteer work she had been doing and founded the National Council of Jewish Women.
And what's the original goal of the organization, other than not being hostesses?
Well, for sure, we are. That's not our goal. We basically have about 90,000 members and supporters across the United States, women, and mostly women, but some men. And basically, we respond to the challenges of the day. We have mobilized the Jewish community, and our mission is to improve the world through meaningful action and to improve the lives of women, children, and families. So that, of course, encompasses a lot.
Yeah, let's take one of those aspects right there. Enhance the lives of Jewish women, children. What do you mean by enhance the lives?
So we basically, we do it locally, nationally, and in Israel. So across the United States, we have, we call them sections, but they're chapters. We have about 80 sections right now across the United States. We're not in all states. We'd like to be, but we're not. And we are basically, historically, have been the only Jewish organization speaking out on issues. Back in the day, we were speaking out on white slavery in the 1900s. We were talking about anti-lynching laws, not just talking about, but advocating, going to Congress, getting our members to speak out to protest about these things, South African sanctions in the 1980s, and the list goes on and on. What we do is we train women to be effective advocates and who advance issues and policies that contribute to Tikkun Olam and for a more just society.
So what would you consider the organization's biggest success?
Wow, that's a great question.
Or one of the biggest successes.
One of them. We've had so many successes, but I will speak about a few things that we've been working on and continue to work on. And, of course, we are involved on women's reproductive rights and justice, and that we consider it is the right of a woman to choose what she wants to do with her body and have done to her body. So many think that only means termination of pregnancies, and the reality is it doesn't just mean that. It means any decision, any health-related decision, I shouldn't just say health-related, but any decision a woman should be able to make for herself. So we have been fighting nationally and on the state level for years and years. Certainly, as soon as Roe was established, it became being attacked. You know, it started being attacked, so we have been working for that. We have also been working on human trafficking, anti-trafficking, and that is rooted in our history. Our women were at Ellis Island. We've been at all ports. In fact, presidents have asked us to help man the ports and to make sure that women and children coming off the boats are not picked up and trafficked, that we have provided them with shelters in New York. This is back in the 20s and even earlier than that and through World War II. And now we're picking up that drumbeat again as labor and sex trafficking is rampant. And you can see it in the news all the time what's going on, that we are on the state level really working very hard Southern Florida has a coalition they put together where they're working against sex trafficking. In California, they're working very hard against sex and labor trafficking.
Interesting.
So, you know, we are really on the forefront of these cutting-edge issues.
And tell me about the Benchmark campaign.
So the Benchmark campaign is actually started a number of years ago, and our slogan is Courts Matter, that judicial nominations are very important for the issues that are important to all of us. That first of all, it's very important, and we all know that it's been hard for the president to fill some of these judicial open positions, that some of them are being blocked for various reasons. And our campaign is essentially that it is important to get a fair and impartial judiciary, that we really are advocating to put judges in positions and to make sure that they are impartial.
And we're speaking here with Debbie Hoffman, a Clevelander, who is now the head, the president of the National Council of Jewish Women here on Jewish Community Radio and WJCU. So one of the big projects you work on is Project Higher Ground. What is that?
So Higher Ground was a campaign that was started working against domestic violence. And we were talking about economic empowerment, that it's so important for women who have been involved in domestic violence, that it is, you know, everyone says get out of the house, but it's not so easy, obviously. I mean, thank God I've never been in a position like that, but I think many people will look at these women and say, like, you know what, just move out, or why, you know, you need to tell somebody. But if you do not have the means to find a place and to be able to feed your children, how do you do it? So our campaign has been involved in identifying the women and helping them, giving them the means to get out, job training, and providing resources for them.
So what type of advocacy can you do to help somebody find a job? I'm curious.
Well, we certainly, on the local level, there are people who, I'll give an example. I don't know if it's being done in Cleveland, but Cleveland section is a very strong section with over 2,000 members, and they have many projects that they are involved with. So what they do on the local level is, first of all, training, you know, very much giving people the means to, whether it's how to do an interview or just education, basic education. And then also on the local level, many sections have thrift stores where people can go, people who, you know, don't have the means can actually go to the stores and shop, certainly at a much more reduced, you know, items are much cheaper than in a regular department store. So, you know, it kind of is a win-win. The people who are shopping there are getting great items. I know I've donated a lot, and I've shopped a lot at the stores. So that's what's kind of happening. And so they also can advocate for laws that create more jobs or initiatives coming from the president for more jobs. And so that's a way to do it on the local and federal level with lobbying.
And we're speaking here with Debbie Hoffman, Cleveland's own, and now president of the National Council of Jewish Women here on Jewish Community Radio. Let's take a break here for the news from Israel, and we'll be back more with Debbie. And we're back on Jewish Community Radio with Debbie Hoffman, the national president of the National Council of Jewish Women, a Clevelander. And Debbie, I have to ask you a question. How does someone go from Cleveland chapter to a national president? That's a big jump up.
Yeah, well, actually, it is a big jump up, but I was just speaking actually yesterday to someone about the number of Clevelanders who have taken on national positions, heads of big Jewish organizations, and it is pretty amazing, the number, who are actually sitting right now as president, and I am proud to say I think I'm the only woman. I'm not going to say that for a fact, but I think right now I am the only woman, and I'm very proud of that. But, you know, I started in Cleveland back when my kids were little, and they're grown now. And a friend just said, you know, come get involved and come to a meeting, which I did. And I obviously was looking for something. And I really felt so comfortable with the women of NCJW. I remember my first convention. I don't really remember where it was, but just walking into a room where there were hundreds of women, and I could not believe how smart and articulate and progressive they were and are, and I thought this is the place for me. This felt like home. So, you know, I'm just also, I think, one of those people that takes on more and more responsibility and like to lead. So obviously people who lead like to lead. So, you know, feel like I can make a difference. You know, my husband was there all the time kind of saying, go for it, and being very supportive.
That's great. Now, looking at the website, the local website, which is ncjwcleveland.org, as opposed to ncjw.org, which is a national. But in the local website, I see you guys have a thrift store even.
We do.
And that's a fundraiser for the organization?
It is. It is actually a fundraiser, yes. It's a business that has been around for a very long time. We have been in various locations back in the inner city, closer a long time ago. And then we were on Buckeye, I believe, Chagrin, and then we are now out in Warrensville Heights. And it is a fundraiser for us. We have employees. We have people who donate. We have thousands and thousands of donations. We also have a big designer dress day sale that is also part of the fundraising effort.
Now, I look here at some of your local events. I see upcoming, you have the 23rd Evening Branch Annual Seder. So that's coming up April 7th, and that's on the website ncjwcleveland.org. So you are actively involved with the holidays as well.
Oh, absolutely. That women's Seder, we were one of the first to have a woman's Seder, and that was, and that is run by our Young Women's Association. These are women who have younger children. They meet at night. And we all go to the Seder, and anyone is invited. It is basically for women, and the service is about women and about, obviously, Seder and the plight of what happened then and what is continuing now.
Interesting. So when you look at the local chapter, what do you think some of the most interesting or different parts of the local chapter are that people probably don't know about the National Council of Jewish Women?
Well, I'm so proud of Cleveland. I feel we are one of the stronger chapters around the United States. I would urge anybody who has time, and even if you don't have time, to make time to, first of all, explore what the Cleveland section has to offer. We have so many different events, educational, and we are always out there either in our community service projects where we actually do hands-on work, or we are advocating, lobbying for law changes or to reinforce a law that is being hopefully going through the legislature. But I think there's a place for any Cleveland woman to get involved, no matter what age. So, you know, I'm just very proud of Cleveland and everything they do.
And speaking of which, I see on your website you have a volunteer sign-up page that people can get involved with. And among other things you have on there is tutoring and mentoring as well as literacy campaigns.
Yes, we do. I mean, that's what there's so many different things that we're involved with. We have a gun safety program that we're working on. There's so many things and so many women who are involved. Our new incoming president, Linda Barnett, is going to be amazing. I'm very proud that I'm doing the installation Wednesday, May 14th, where we have a luncheon and the new administration takes over.
Fantastic. And people want more information about the National Council of Jewish Women can get it at their website, the national website, which is ncjw.org, and the local website, ncjwcleveland.org. And we're speaking here with Debbie Hoffman, the Cleveland's very own Debbie Hoffman, that is, the national president of the NCJW now. And we congratulate you on that election. So how did you go from local to national? I mean, were you like nominated? Did you run your own? Did somebody say, no, you got to do this?
Well, we have a process. You know, we're all about process. And there is a nominating committee. And our terms are 3 years, 3-year term. So after I was president of Cleveland section in 2000, through conventions and national meetings, I knew what was going on the national level and was very interested in being a part of that. And I had some friends who urged me to do that, friends who were on the national board. And, you know, one woman one day said to me, why don't you put your name in for director? you know, kind of reminds me of sitting next to at a meeting. I had never been to Israel, and a woman sitting next to me, we had a mission coming up, and a woman sitting next to me said, why aren't you, she was from Long Island with a thick accent, which I can't imitate, but the sweetest woman, and she said, like, why aren't you coming with us? I said, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really have a good excuse, although I had found them all along. And she said, come. And, you know, that's what I needed, the invitation, and I went. And so it's the same kind of thing for getting onto the national board. You know, there I was asked, and I let my name stand, and it was so thrilled I did because, you know, I found, as I said, I found a place for me, and I felt like I could make a difference, and that's kind of how I have felt over the last 9 years.
Well, it's fantastic. It sounds like a great story going locally to national. That sounds absolutely fantastic. And so tell me about your, one thing I asked you before you go is Israel programs for the NCJW. Tell me, you mentioned that briefly. What do you do as far as Israel programming?
So this is something that I don't think many people know about, and you can find it on our website, ncjw.org, that we actually have been working in Israel for so many years. We actually had a program called Ship a Box back in the day. We have now changed the name of it, and it's a little bit different, but we were packing up supplies and toys for people in Israel just at the right at the start of the state, where we would ship over supplies for people in Israel. We now are doing work. We have staff in Israel who is working, they're working very hard on advocacy, on issues of gender equality, civil marriage, women around the peace table. And we also do granting with small organizations that are working also for social change in Israel.
Interesting. Fantastic. And you mentioned you were not Israel before. You've been to Israel recently? Are you going soon with NCJW? Do you guys do like trips to Israel from the organization?
We do. In fact, I just came back in October from my fourth mission. And since that invitation that was probably about 12 years ago from that woman sitting next to me at the table, I've been to Israel about 7 times.
Interesting.
So, I'm hooked.
Good. And what's your favorite place in Israel? I have to ask. Your favorite place to go?
I don't know. I have so many.
Okay. What's your favorite restaurant in Israel? Is there a certain type of... Because everyone goes to Israel, and you go there, and there's so many different diverse foods because there's so many Jews from all over the world.
Yeah,
there's got to be one kind of food you like.
Well, I have to say that I love all the food. I really like the salads. I go with my friend who lives there part-time, and she's just great at ordering. And the kosher dairy restaurants are in Jerusalem where we get the most amazing salads. It's probably my favorite thing.
I have to agree with you there. I love going to one place. I can't say I love where they closed down, but one place I used to go all the time for breakfast. Just the biggest, best breakfast you can get.
Oh, yeah, the breakfasts are amazing.
The food's all good. But, yeah, you never know what kind of food you can get in Israel. It's always something good.
Yeah.
Even the American restaurants are always kind of fun.
Yeah.
And, you never know. I once had a funny one. I was going through Israel and with my nephew and looking for a place to eat. We went somewhere and someone said, oh, you speak English. Where are you from? Cleveland. Oh, so am I.
I know.
So the restaurant owner was a Clevelander, it turned
out
to be.
Funny.
So
well, works.
You never know. It's
you never know. No.
But Debbie, I want to thank you for joining us here on Jewish Community Radio. It's been a pleasure. We're speaking with Debbie Hoffman, the Clevelander, who's now the national president of the National Council of Jewish Women. Website again, ncjw.org and ncjwcleveland.org, where there are links to getting involved in the organization or just to find out more about the NCJW. Debbie, been a pleasure having you in here. Great seeing you. I haven't seen you. I think I see you once or twice in the community. I don't think we've really met or been introduced before, but keep up the great work. It looks like a very interesting organization that you're running.
Thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure. And I urge everyone to get involved, you know, not through NCJW, then some other way.
Definitely. Being involved in the community is great, and I encourage people to be involved. It's so important. So anyhow, so it's nearly Shabbat here, and we're going to say thank you for joining us here on Jewish Community Radio. We'll be back next week. This week is pre-recorded because I could not just be here live, but I am in town. But thank you, Debbie. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thanks so much.
Thank you.